This podcast is brought to you by Mate, high-speed internet with Aussie customer service.
And a man who is the eternal optimist and has got some great, great, great big plans for our club-focused, or our focus club, and that's Galaxy United, the president, Branko Kostevski. Branko, are you on the line?
Hi, yes, I am.
Welcome to the Geelong Region Soccer Show. How are you, Branko?
Oh, good, thanks.
Actually, we've had you on before, so it's almost like a welcome back.
Yeah. The last time I was on your show wasn't the best time for me to be on the show, but things are improving for us.
Fantastic, mate. Well, tell us a little bit about, like, obviously we all know when you're running a football club, there is no such thing as an off season. And at the moment, I believe the club is staging some trials. How's that all going along? Tell us a bit about that.
Good. Yeah, tonight's our second night. The girls are out there training right now, so I've just popped in to talk to you guys. Our 12s and 14s are finished, so 16s are having their trial. But it's been really good, very, very well supported. We've had probably really the largest numbers ever for Galaxy, for girls trying out for the junior teams. So, yeah, we're very happy. The enthusiasm is a really, really good, enthusiastic group. And we're hoping in the next week or two, we're going to kick off our campaign with our senior teams as well.
And what's the communication been like from Football Victoria with regard to the new competition that they're going to be forming for the second tier of women's football that you're going to be a part of? Have they been in touch with you to explain what to expect, and will that be the same sort of kickoff date as the NPLW and those sort of things?
They've communicated with their announcements, their PR announcements. So they've announced statewide competition, a second tier competition statewide. They haven't named it yet. It's probably going to be something like a Super League or something that we used to have in the olden days, but we don't know. We'll have to wait. They said in the next couple of weeks they'll give us details about the governance requirements and about the structure, about the fixture, kickoff exactly. At the moment, we've seen dates for the NPL season kicking off. We've seen dates for the state leagues, but not for this new competition. So that'll all roll out in the next week or two.
Now, we're going to have a chat just after we finish speaking to you. We'll talk to the new technical director there at Galaxy, Bianca Chalano-Witt. So that'll be interesting to hear her take about the on-field vision, I guess, as far as the club is concerned, Branko. But off the field, we've talked about it. It's been well reported about the turbulence, I guess, that enveloped Galaxy during season 2019. But it's a new-look leadership, obviously going to be a new purpose, I suppose, or situation that awaits the club in 2020. But off the field, how are things going as far as stabilising the club, developing the club, or the players, et cetera, and I guess recapturing some of that club culture that may have been lost a little bit over 2019.
Yeah, so we're working very hard with our people that have stuck their hand up to help us out. We're working hard in the background to rebuild it, to get us back to where we want to be, where the girls want to be. Our girls are very talented. They're still pretty let down, and we're trying to bring them up so that we can get them to compete and then to continue playing the sport that they love. Giving them opportunity to compete at the highest level. So we're working hard. We're working on building that back up. And we'll have an opportunity this year to play again in a statewide competition. It won't be the NPL, but it'll be the statewide competition outside the top eight teams of the state. So it's still going to be a very, very big challenge. And it'll give an opportunity for new players to come on board as well, for the local players. Because we don't have the same attraction anymore that we did at the NPL, so we're not going to be able to attract the players, the coaches that we had. But we're going to have a new group. We're very excited. We've had a selection committee working on candidates. We've got some really good like the one you mentioned, Bianca, that's come on board, a terrific candidate, advocate for female football, works tirelessly, really helped us out so far. And we're putting in the same sort of effort with our coaching as well. And we're reaching out to players as well, past players, local players, reaching out. We really want to let them know that we've got a top facility here for them. We've got top support. We've got people that are really going to back them, and we're going to, you know, we're setting it up for their show. It's going to be their show. So come on, you know, we're going to be here for them, and we've got a good product for them. So it's really up to them to come and participate.
Now, we're talking about the players and certainly talking about, and we'll talk to Bianca more about this later on, and the vision of the club as far as its playing strategy or development goes, and what the merits are of any potential young players coming over to Galaxy. What about off-the-field sponsors, for example, or members or that sort of stuff? The facilities there at Stead Park are second to none, and they're set to improve even more with the addition of pitches 3 and 4. But, you know, obviously a club like Galaxy will rely heavily on sponsors. What's the early word on that? You know, a lot of the sponsors that were there in 2019 going to be back on board for 2020. Are there potential new sponsors talking to the club, et cetera, without giving away too much, of course?
Yes, no, we've got some lot of interest, actually. We've people have contacted us. We've contacted people. We're close to making a major sponsor announcement as well, which will be new to us. And so it's the pieces are falling into place. I think we're gonna be in a good position financially.
And what's the situation likely to be with coaching? Obviously, it was a bit of a turbulent time with the senior coaching situation last year with a few different coaches cycling through the role. What do we expect to see next year with that regard to that?
We've been working. We put out an expression of interest several weeks ago, and in the meantime, we've been fielding candidates. We're homing in now on a decision point because we want to get the season kicked off. So we think we've got really good candidates now that can really stabilize the club, stabilize the team. It's really not ideal in soccer to have a few coaches in the season. It's very disruptive and it affects the players' morale. And it's a big negative, as you guys know from your own participation. So we want to kind of err on the more conservative side and make sure we have stability and make sure we have high quality and stability. So we look at they're the type of attributes that we're looking for in candidates.
What about collaboration with other clubs? Now, look, of course, there are going to be clubs who have got their own ambitions about doing things on their own and what you not. But other clubs that probably may potentially be, dare I call them, affiliates or feeder clubs or clubs that you know, Galaxy can collaborate with and share knowledge and coaching expertise and things like that. Is there anything that's been done with regards to that to try and, I guess, maybe involve the community in other ways than just, you know, seeking potential players and things like that? Is that another avenue that's kind of been discussed?
Look, one of the things that we want to improve on is just that we are Geelong Galaxy is part of the community. We are part of the local community. You know, there's been a kind of an elitist sentiment that, you know, Galaxy is kind of different, but we're not. We're a community club. We're really part of the community. So we're going to be active. We're going to be active to make sure that we support local events. We support, you know, the local, you know, local radio shows, etc. Because it's very important. It's very important. You know, everybody pretty much that plays here is from Geelong. We've got a few kids now coming from Point Cook. We've got a few kids from Ballarat that are also joining, which is terrific. And we're at Geelong Soccer Club. We're a co-tenant at Geelong Soccer Club, so we've got a good relationship here. And then the first 2 years that they've helped us out with like a feeder club almost. We're getting a lot of support from the Bellarine Peninsula as well. The clubs, they're also very supportive. So we're getting good support from Geelong. As you guys know, next season everyone can put in a bid for the NPL license from the Geelong. Mm-hmm. The FE have said I will honour their pledge to give it to the Geelong region to make sure we have an NPL license in Geelong. So there's, you know, so
has there been any talk about criteria or possible criteria for that application process?
Not formally. It'll be similar to the criteria that exists now, and that we've had word that it'll be the standard will be higher. So the word that we've had is that you should prepare for a higher standard in terms of conformance, in terms of qualifications for coaches and that kind of thing. But no, nothing formal. That's it. They're going to open up the window to put the bids in, and they'll share more information for the criteria, hopefully shortly.
Branko, from an administrative side of things, the club does very well in a lot of areas, including their social media presence. I find to be one of the better performing clubs around town. But in the boardroom there with yourself, are you looking to gain any other troops for the coming season, or have you got a good crop there at the moment?
We've got a good crop that I'm really happy with. We've got Samantha. Samantha Vissa, she's got a long history with the club, and she's really close to the senior teams. We've got Marina Krasic. She's also really strong administratively and really good management skills. So she's been helping us out heaps. Jade Gerkovic, he's also a terrific guy, and he's going to be our football operations. He's a sports guy. He used to be a football player, footy player, he's a soccer player. So he's really good with people. He's got a background with the police force, so really strong on compliance and conformance for regulatory stuff. He's helping us out with working with EFV. So we got Bianca as well. Bianca Jurescu, she's also really, really strong. She's a managerial person in the IT industry. So she's very well organized and really helping us run smoothly. But we're always looking to add, because it's a lot of work. There's a lot of teams, a lot of people, a lot of kids around. So we're also looking to add, and people are reaching out to us, which is terrific. So we've got lots of other roles that people need to help out with, player welfare, first aid. You guys know, you've got to be in the soccer industry. It's a big, big
It is, and it's always getting bigger and bigger, that's for sure, yeah. Branko, thank you very much for taking some time out, giving us an insight into the behind-the-scenes running of the Galaxy United Football Club. We can expect some, no doubt, announcements in coming weeks and months of coaches, players, etc., etc. So we really look forward to that. And thank you once again for joining us. We wish you all the very best. Now it's, I guess it's time to now... talk a little bit on field right. matters, and we're going to talk to Bianca very, very shortly. So, Branko, right, once again, thank you very much.
No worries, Sanchi. Thank you, guys.